Broadcasting worldwide from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
And it definitely is the beautiful Hill Country in Texas. It is very warm again. Going to be like 102 or something in Central Texas. There is over 6 million different aquatic species that have perished in the last week in Colombia. 6 million fish and dolphin and turtles and stuff because of cold temperatures. This thing in Pakistan, worst flooding ever, worst heat in Russia ever. It's strange, isn't it? Certainly not global warming, but a lot of really strange weather. Sorry, Al Gore, but how are you this morning? Well, I hope. Well, if you're not well now, you will be well after the show, for we're going to introduce you to Hoginus van der Planets in just a couple of seconds. He's in Thailand. We're going to have fun tomorrow. We'll speak with Frosty Wooldridge. He has written a book called America on the Brink. We're going to talk a lot about the financial stuff. But also, he's a big advocate of saying that overpopulation is a big issue on this earth. And I don't know if your host agrees with that. I've never bought into that idea, but maybe he'll convince us. On Thursday, we're going to talk with Omar Amin. He's from Egypt. He's a parasitology guy, and he is into parasites. Open Phone Friday on Friday, and then Andrew Goss and the Real World of Money. Just heard on the radio where Deutsche Bank, one of the primary owners of the New York Federal Reserve Bank of New York, is using some of the money that they make with the franchise of creating dollars on a computer and lending it to us to buy one of the biggest hotel of gambling complexes in Las Vegas. That's what they do. They print money on a computer, they lend it to the U.S. Treasury, and then they buy stuff. It's great. Hoginus van der Planets, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Or good evening. It's 10 o'clock at night in Bangkok, Thailand.
Yes, it is. Or 9 o'clock,
somewhere around there. Hoginus is a primal diet guy, and your website, your main one, Hoginus, is wewanttolive.com, right?
Yes, and the 2 is not spelled out T-O, it's the numeral 2.
Yeah. So what the heck is Hoginus doing in Thailand?
Well, to make sure that I had somewhere on the planet to grow my own food, because everything that the FDA and USDA are doing is outlawing the ability to grow foods that we would normally get, so that Monsanto and those culprits can dominate the entire food industry.
So you felt like you had to go all the way to Thailand to find a place. You couldn't have found a place, Hoginus, in, I don't know, North Carolina or Virginia or someplace?
No, because the FDA has jurisdiction over all of the United States.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying. They don't really, but they do, because they have all the guns. But if you look at constitutionally, they just really make this up as they go along.
That's exactly what they do.
That's
but
what they do.
the courts are backing them.
Yes, sir. Yes, I agree with you. It really is curious We've done a few shows, Ajahnus, over the years, and if you really look at the fine print, which is all that matters, the FDA really was formed to control interstate commerce.
Exactly.
And, for example, if you sold, I don't know, if you sold whiskey in between New York and Florida, that they could regulate the taxes or how it was shipped or if you had dangerous cargo on board, those kinds of things. And they've morphed that into this all-encompassing agency that just makes things up and say that they can control things. Like, and as you so rightfully said, even if we know this and can prove it, the courts, you know, back their play.
That's where the money is.
And the federales came and made a visit to a club that you were involved in. Tell us about that. You can't believe how many emails I got from listeners said, "Did you see this? Did you see this?" Rawsome is the name. What is it, a raw milk, raw dairy thing, Ajahnus?
What happened about 1998, the government started getting involved with putting raw dairies out of business in California, and they went after the big one, which was Stewie's Dairy at the time. I realized, going to the meetings of the Medical Milk Commission, every one for 3 years, that they were completely closed-minded. I brought in scientists, I brought in reports showing that all the epidemics with milk had to do with pasteurized milk, and there wasn't one scientifically linked to raw milk at all. They wouldn't listen to reason, so then I had to go the political route and seek a petition with the county board of supervisors, Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, and I wrote a report with Dr. Douglas, M.D., who is probably the world's greatest expert besides myself, on milks, whether they're raw or pasteurized. And we wrote a report showing that raw milk was nothing but favorable and pasteurized milk had all the problems and they shouldn't be outlawing it and making the restrictions so difficult on it that it put Stewie's Dairy out of business. It bankrupted them because dairy was only passing inspection about once every other time.
Mm-hmm.
So they passed a bill saying that we could have it. And then just last year, California Department of Health Services got a law passed, snuck through the government, and without anybody knowing about it. And they lied to the senators and assembly persons about the support of that bill. And then we spent, Sally Fallon and a lot of other people, scientists, and I spent a lot of time lobbying in Sacramento to get a law passed, and it was almost unanimously passed in both the House and Assembly, California House and Assembly, and then Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed it with a stroke of a pen. So now we have a milk that isn't as good in California as I would like. The coliform count, which is good bacteria, is such a low count that they have to use chlorine and other antiseptics to keep the bacteria counts, with good bacteria counts, to a low ratio. So we can't have the best milk that we want.
On this day in August 17th, 2010, you cannot buy raw milk in California like we used to be able to do? Is that correct?
Yes, you can, but the restrictions on it are very high, so we don't have a good quality of milk as we would like to have.
Oh, you mean they want them to do more things to it, Ajahnus?
Yes, they wanted more things done to it to make it less healthful.
I see. Like what?
Well, you have to, in order to keep the coliform count below 10 per 1 million, you have to make sure that it is, you know, very cold, cold to the point where it destroys the coliform bacteria. You have to use washes in your milk tank, which are very caustic and poisonous.
So they just
and that gets into the milk, of course, and destroys the coliform, and that's what they want. They don't want people healthy. The FDA, the USDA, works for the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry and the agricultural belt. They do not want healthy food.
Yes. So the coliforms that are naturally formed in this raw milk, these are beneficial for us.
Correct.
Ah. What do they do in the body?
Well, they help you, 90% of digestion, that's an average, 90% of digestion is bacterial, supposed to be bacterial.
Mm-hmm.
The more bacteria that you naturally have in a product, the quicker it will digest and the more thoroughly it will digest. The medical profession, because they're based on the bacteria theory, which is that bacteria causes disease in our a lot of them are pathogenic. They have to get people to believe in that to continue the myth. And it is a myth because all of the tribes all over the world that eat raw food, that don't clean their hands after they wipe their buttocks, that don't wash their hands after working in the fields and working with animals, have no diseases as long as they're eating raw foods.
We'll get back to this, but let's. I have a lot of questions here, but let's.
Okay. Can I answer the other question that I didn't get to answer because I had to circuitously
about the raw,
get around to explaining
the rawsome?
Yeah,
that's where I was going.
I formed a Right to Choose Healthy Food as a group to lobby for. Anytime the USDA or the FDA or the HHS or health departments anywhere were trying to outlaw raw foods or any healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
And during that process, I formed small clubs. And the clubs are basically provide a non-commercial environment to be able to purchase and or to acquire, not purchase, but acquire healthy foods. Most of that stemmed around the raw milk problem. Now it's grown into everything. You know, they're blaming spinach, as a disease carrier because of manure in the field. Which is totally absurd. Manure is the best agricultural aid to growth that there is that we've known since the beginning of time. But it aids the Monsanto's plight to get bacteriophobia out there so they can say, listen, our GMO foods don't encourage bacteria. They discourage bacteria because of all the pesticides and the chemical fertilizers. You don't have to worry about bacteria. So make our products and chemical products the safe foods and outlaw natural bacteria.
Hmm.
Basically, that's how it's going, and it's going quickly in that direction. Senate Bill 510 even makes that possible because it gives the FDA total control to say, oh, a food's bad, let's outlaw it, without any proof.
Yes, several listeners have sent me a copy of that. Do you know much about that one? Who is sponsoring it? And in your opinion, does it have a chance of getting through?
Well, it just passed committee, so yes, it has a chance of getting through. It's just that we can't let it get through the Senate. or Congress, you know, we just can't let it get through Congress in any form, whether it's, you know, in the House or in the Senate.
I have not seen the bill itself, so sometimes you see reports that are more alarming than what's really going on. In your understanding, what do they want to do with this 510, this bill?
The 510, as the Senate Bill 510, gives the FDA very big control over any food with immunity, in other words, without prosecution. If they, let's say, decide that a product is bad, they recall it, they ban it, the company loses the, you know, goes bankrupt from it, mm-hmm. They're immune from prosecution. They're immune from responsibility. They don't have to pay anybody anything.
Similar to what they're trying to do with the vaccine manufacturers and the mercury. I think they've already done that, haven't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So it would be good.
And vaccines, you know, they've freed the vaccine maker. It isn't just mercury, it's the vaccine makers. They freed them from responsibility.
Yes, any kind of responsibility.
Vaccine harm anybody. Yes, absolutely any.
With the squalene and all that stuff, yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you heard of the Daylily Project?
No, I don't recall it offhand.
We are going to have a gentleman on the air, PhD, chemist scientist, in a couple of weeks. Actually, on the 26th, Dr. Gary Nicholson, and you can Google Daylily Project, and they have proven that the government has been using military people as guinea pigs with vaccines for bioterrorism, and Gulf War syndrome was all a result of the vaccines. It was initiated by the vaccines to the military.
Yes, I'm very aware of that, but the military has been doing that with civilians too.
Yes.
Since the 1950s.
Yeah.
Those reports were released 2 years ago.
And then they also, it's just very curious. Very curious. So it would be good for our listeners and people listening to this podcast. This is August 17th, but soon after, to write their congressmen, senators, and tell them they're against this Senate Bill 510. That'd be a good thing
Correct.
To do. That'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So
and
you,
that's a federal Senate. It's not a state.
Not a state. So you really felt like you wanted to find a place outside the United States to grow your own food?
Just in case.
Yeah?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it's moving. When you've got money like Monsanto, Dow, General Electric, Gulf and Western, the people that own the food industry, they have so much money, they have so much power. They can threaten senators, any assembly member, house member. They can threaten anybody and also pay them off. So with that kind of power, it doesn't look like we're going to have much public or, you know, people power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When the Patriot Act came in, it just put the biggest gouge out of the Constitution that there is.
Yes. Yeah. And Ajahn, it's our money man, Andrew Goss, has been telling us for the last 3 weeks, he's read the bill, the 2,000 pages of the Financial, quote, Reform, unquote, Act, and it's just giving more and more power and control to the same people that own and operate the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the private bankers.
Yes, the 13... families that run the world.
Yeah, and they just, so it looks as if karmically we're in this really absurd kind of paradigm. So you really believe, or do you, I don't want to put words in your mouth, then there are a group and groups of people and that really would like to control the population, kill a bunch of people and such?
Well, that is a theory, and with the way that they're manufacturing vaccines and trying to sell them, sell other countries on them, when a vaccine is never, ever proved to be, and, you know, this is going to raise some hair on a lot of people, have never, ever proved to be effective. The polio, you know, the polio propaganda out there is that the vaccine came out in 58 and polio disappeared.
Right.
Polio disappeared down to 1% before the vaccine, in 58, before the vaccine was issued. With the introduction of the vaccine, the polio skyrocketed, all in people who had received the vaccine. I wrote that in one of my books in Appendix D. This showed the statistics. There were three states who kept records and one county, Los Angeles.
Yes.
And the rate of polio from the year previous to the polio vaccine being issued went up all the way up as much as 437% increase in polio, all in people who had been vaccinated.
Do we know?
You have to understand that there are 43 to 67 different chemicals in every vaccine, and not one of them has been shown to do good. They are all harmful. They have squalene, they have detergents, mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, kerosene derivatives. There's nothing healthful in a vaccine. And there's a Canadian Saturday Night Live group that put a skit on, and they were talking about the flu season and who needed a vaccine and whether the Canadian government should sponsor and pay for flu vaccines. So this guy got a blender, he took rotten eggs and put them in there because that's what they grow the disease on most frequently. And then they took a thermometer, broke the mercury, and dumped it in their liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, detergent, blended it, handed it to everybody who was afraid of, you know, getting a cold or a flu. And, of course, nobody would drink it. But yet people will inject it into their systems, into their bloodstream, into their muscle tissue. It's absolutely astounding when you realize what is in the vaccine, that people inject this into their body, have it injected, ask to have it injected.
And, of course, they scare the moms into believing that if they don't get it, that they're putting their child at risk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's criminal.
Yeah,
so you look at that behavior and you have to say, yes, there's people meaning to do harm.
Yes.
Look at the children that are vaccinated as soon as they're born. The only purpose for that is to make people sick so that they do rely upon, you know, the medical profession for help. So it's all just a propaganda
and
money-making environment.
And
they're no better than the cigarette industry putting ammonia in cigarettes to release the nicotine quicker, to addict people.
And if you would like to look into this further for your child, on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com, there is a link. It's a pretty big display box. You just scroll down. We put it up some time ago, but it's called Vaccine Refusal Forms. And you can download these. And there are legal ways, if you want to use that way, but there's ways to get out of these and still have your kids in school that people don't know about. But it's certainly very doable. You just have to be clever to stand up for your unalienable rights. Agnes von der Planitz, he is in Bangkok, Thailand. Here's our phone number if you care to join us, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Ajahnus, I did see where the organic almond people have gotten together, and they are making some headway, it appears, in California, where they've got a big trial coming up that they brought this thing into the courts, saying that they...
Yes, they have. And the judge ruled that it was not a frivolous action, legal action, and that they have the right to present their case against the Health Department of California and the FDA, the U.S. FDA, from outlawing raw almonds. Can you imagine outlawing raw almonds that you have to steam them? Most ridiculous thing in the world.
Unbelievable. Tell us the difference. If you go into Whole Foods today, they still have their bins that say raw almonds, and they're not, of course. Now, you can find raw almonds if you really are creative. There's still some around, real raw. What's the difference to us consumers and our tummies, our digestion, everything? What really is the difference between making like almond milk from these not raw, labeled raw almonds and really raw almonds? What's the difference?
Well, anytime you steam anything, you're subjecting it to 212 degrees minimum temperature. Enzymes are altered. A lot of people believe enzymes are alive, but they're not alive. Enzymes are protein structures that we either disassemble something or reassemble. So we use digestive enzymes to fractionate food molecules, and then we use enzymes to restructure them for the human body. So enzymes are altered by heat, and that it causes a lot of toxic proteins, uric acid to form, over-acidity throughout the system, collection of minerals in the intestinal tract, white blood cells that will leave the bloodstream and enter the digestive tract to ward off toxic substances such as heterocyclic amines, which form from cooking. So that will cause not only indigestion to an extent, but also toxicity to form.
So we literally
throughout the bloodstream and the rest of the system.
We literally have these undigestible proteins, much like in milk or other things in grains, for example, if cook them, that the body just cannot digest.
Well, it may digest them, but not thoroughly and properly.
Not properly.
Otherwise, people wouldn't be surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people are thriving these days.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't like in the old days when people drank raw milk and they worked on farms and they labored strenuously without air conditioning and central heat. And they thrived. They worked very hard, but they were mainly on a lot of good natural substances without pesticides, herbicides, all the chemicals that have been produced in the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So people are not thriving, and they need more and more nutrients, and the more foods are processed and more chemicals are added, the less digestion occurs. And of course, the food industry loves that, because if your body is malnourished, you're always going to be hungry and you're always going to be eating.
Mm.
I look at people who, I eat only raw foods, and I eat raw meats, raw dairy, raw eggs. That's my main diet. I do eat a piece of fruit a day and some vegetable juices, but I only sleep about 3 to 5 hours daily. I work constantly as long as I'm awake, and I thrive. But most people do not, because of their bad diets. And I look at the people around me, I eat half of what they eat, and I'm very nourished, and they are ill-nourished on twice as much food. And, of course, the food industry loves that because people are eating more and they're buying more.
So, for example, say in your part of the world where you are now, the people have rice like two or three times a day or whatever. It is it's acting more like, can we say, a drug on these people, just keeping the system kind of going, but not really in really good health.
Correct.
I see.
And, you know, the Asians, because their diet is like only 5 to 10% meats, they don't get much protein. It's like 80% starch, which is rice, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Philippines, it's rice or corn. But in the rest of Asia, it's mainly rice. And with 80% rice and then 10%, 10 to 15% vegetables, and they're almost always cooked, and then 5% cooked protein, meats, that's not a good healthy diet. So they age very rapidly here, very short lives.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have a short life if you can lifespan if you compare with other creatures. Other creatures, no matter what it is, live seven times the time that it takes them to complete maturation.
Huh.
And for us, we complete maturation at 21 years old, so we should be living to 147 years old.
That's a good age.
That would be an excellent age. And there are tribes in the world who eat raw who do live that long. Of course, you hear nothing about them because the media, who is owned by General Electric and, you know, all the other conglomerates, they don't want people to know the truth.
Yes. Ajahn, it's like in your part of the world where you are now, and I know you travel a lot, do they recognize or have names for and deal with all the stuff that goes on here with the osteoarthritis and the diabetes and fibromyalgia, autoimmune, thyroid, all these common diseases that people present in this country? Is it much the same around the world?
It's much the same in all of your so-called socialized systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, the junk food chains are everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
Mm.
You know, you've got Kentucky Fried Chicken here, you've got McDonald's, you've got all these junk food companies who have blossomed in all countries all over the world.
Yeah. Of course, McDonald's, when I was in college, I worked for McDonald's, and that was in, gosh, I guess 1960. And, you know, Ajahn, they actually had real food back then in McDonald's 50 years ago.
Yeah, but not anymore.
No, I mean, it was real meat that came in. It was just ground meat that came in fresh, and we smashed it. And we actually washed the potato, sliced it, and they would fry it in beef tallow, which is, you know, pretty good if you're going to fry something.
Now they do it in some kind of
God knows what it is.
Yeah. Hydrogenated vegetable oil, which is plastic oil.
Which will kill you, right? All right, stay right there.
It will definitely cause heart problems.
Yeah. Ajahn is Founder of Planets, and we have emails coming in, and we're going to get to your phone calls and have some fun here this morning. It's about 9:30 or so Central Time, and about 12 hours later in Thailand, where we're speaking with him. We Want to Live with the numeral 2. .com is his website. A lot of great stuff. He has books and all kinds of cool things. My name is Patrick Timpone, One Radio Network. Stay right there.
Does your financial portfolio have staying power? Because that's what it's going to take. Interest rates and inflation are once again on the rise. The pendulum has swung. The tangibles market is where real and true wealth is created and saved. Do you understand this concept? Eroding paper money values and great uncertainty in the stock market has resulted in a rapidly rising money supply as investors flock to cash. Do you know what happens in this environment? You owe it to yourself to find out. These huge sums of money and capital are quickly depleting existing supplies of United States gold and silver coins. Events like this present great potential for the qualified investor and the average wage earner alike. With standardized and professional grading now available, anyone can participate safely and confidently in this most enjoyable and historic market. We at SDL have produced an audio tape entitled Protecting Your Wealth. To receive your free copy, please call 1-800-878-2646.
I'm with Al Carter, the world's foremost authority on rebound exercise. We're told that the lymphatic system, Al Carter, really gets a workout when you jump up and down on these little trampolines.
That's right. The lymphatic system is filled with millions of one-way valves, and whenever you jump up and down, those one-way valves open and close, creating a suction throughout the entire lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
The lymphatic system is the internal vacuum cleaner of the body.
When you jump 20 minutes a day or so, you're really helping the immune system?
You will actually increase the immune system by 15 times.
15 times?
Yes.
Wow. And how often do you recommend people rebound?
Anywhere from one time a day to five times a day.
Can you do too much?
We haven't found anybody who can do it too much yet.
Well, this will keep you well. You know how important, folks, it is about the immune system and the lymphatic system. Go to reboundair.com, and you can get all kinds of information at reboundair.com, and then go to oneradionetwork.com. Order your rebounder right on the front page, because we have the best prices ever, and then we get a commission right on the front page of oneradionetwork.com on the right-hand side. You'll have it in about 3 days. You can get the standard for $209 and the half-fold for $229. That includes shipping right on oneradionetwork.com.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com. Talk to Patrick now. 888-663-6386. Or email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
We're on the air with one of our favorite guys who does lots and lots of research. He only sleeps 3 to 4 or 5 hours, and the rest of the time he works. Ajanus von der Planitz. Ajanus, how many books do you have out there anyway?
Well, I have two. One's entitled We Want to Live, subtitled Primal Diet, and The Recipe for Living Without Disease. And I also have a DVD of my 5-hour lecture that I did at UCLA in 2007.
Ah, and you travel around the country. Is your schedule of where you're going to be on your website?
Hi, I don't know what happened. It's,
probably the CIA.
Who knows? Could be.
Could be. Ajanus, I was asking you before we got so rudely interrupted. On your website, We Want to Live, numeral 2-2, do you have a schedule of where you are going to be? And I know you do weekend ongoing workshops all over the country. All over the world.
Yes, I do. Yes, they're posted on, if you look at my schedule, on wewanttolive.com.
And then when you do a weekend, is it like a Friday night, Saturday, Sunday thing?
No, what I do is on Saturdays I give a 7 to 10-hour workshop.
Wow.
I'll give an hour lecture, free lecture first, so people who just want to hear me and get an idea of things. Hi, Patrick. I'm sorry. We had a big storm today, electric was off today, so I think that they're having connection problems or trying to repair them.
Oh, on the towers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it happens again, you just hang up, and I'll dial you right back, no problem, and we'll make it work.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, sir. So you then do a whole day during the day with a lecture or workshop on Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays, I see people privately.
Ah, yeah. And you do all kinds of really fun things where you look in their eyes and do
sclerosis. Yes, I
do iridology.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not normal iridology. It's my particular version. I'm not a person who accepts anything that's told to me because of all the stuff that I've been through as a vegetarian and all of that on my route to what I found works for me and, you know, everybody who does it.
Ajanus,
I would say 95 people out of who try my diet, the primal diet, do well with it.
Mm-hmm. So, now, Ajanus, we've received a couple emails since the start, well, more, but two specifically about the vaccines, both from women, one Joyce and one Marilyn. And I'm going to paraphrase because both of them are saying about the same thing. And let me see if I can paraphrase what they're saying. What both were alluding to is the idea that they understand what you're saying about the vaccines, but what they don't understand is, with all the insults that their child is getting with the electromagnetic fields and maybe the poor health that they're in, would these not be useful for them because maybe they could get some of these different things that they're like polio, and would this keep them from getting it? In other words,
well, no, that's what I'd say. They're not, they've never proven to be effective.
Never.
You have to understand that the amount of bacteria that is of that nature that enters the vaccine are completely nullified by the poisons that they put in the vaccine. If someone were to take the bacteria grown in rotten eggs, I think that would be a good way to build immunity.
Uh-huh.
Just by eating rotten eggs, you're building immunity. By exposing yourself to any kind of toxicity that is of a natural nature, of course, natural being defined differently, that's why I say natural of nature,
mm-hmm.
being defined differently than the U.S. and FDA, because anything is natural to them that occurs on the planet, but occurs naturally, biologically, is what I'm speaking. So if you were to have that kind of introduction into the body, you would be creating a natural so-called symbiotic relationship with bacteria. When you put it in an environment of mainly poisons, and let's say you have one bacteria of 100 poisons, you are not benefiting anybody with anything other than contaminating the body. Take a look at the wealthier children or the children who grow up in affluence. They wear more thick glasses. They have thinner skin. They're much weaker than your average farm child who is very healthy, who grows up with lots of bacteria
mm-hmm.
and lots of, you know, more natural environment and less medical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very different being created without medicine than you do with. And that's very favorable. I remember when I was in high school, we feared, or that I was too sickly to play sports, but the athletes were afraid to play those farm boys because they were so tough and so strong.
Yeah. So it's the idea that you let your kids play in the dirt and they actually build up immunity.
Correct.
Much like life, if we protect our children too much, then they don't really get to experience some of the so-called bad, unquote, stuff, and they become weaker.
Correct.
Same concept, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What about in the garden? If we have a garden at home and we know what's in there, can we get, like, good organisms by not washing the vegetables, or do we still want to wash the vegetables?
Well, no animal in nature washes anything before it eats it. It eats it with the dirt, it eats it with the manure, it eats everything. And, you know, then, of course, you got veterinarians and the medical people saying, oh, animals carry diseases. That is absolute myth. The only people who carry, the only species on this planet that are carriers are those that are domesticated, and that's mainly the human.
Hmm. What about rabies?
Rabies is a myth. How many people do you know in your life that ever got lockjaw? One of the first and biggest myths that were ever put out with vaccines. Look how many rabies shots are given yearly on a myth.
back in the 50s, were the vaccines loaded with all this stuff, Ogenus?
Still are.
Still are, to this day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the thimerosal has not been taken out of the children's vaccines as advertised?
Well, no, it's not been taken out. It's been called a different name. They have, I think it's 11 different names for liquid mercury. Now what they've said is, oh, we took it out as a preservative, and they're using this other substance as a antibacterial or antifungal. And it's the same thing. It's still liquid mercury, just called by a different name.
Hmm.
And they've reduced it by about a third only. And they used to put somewhere around 76 quadrillion molecules of mercury in. Now it's 56 quadrillion molecules of mercury.
Oh, great. Ladies listening now who have vaccinated their children, not knowing what they were doing, do we need, in your opinion, to take some different supplements, nutrients, various things, EDTA, or, you know, all the things, maybe zeolites, these kinds of things to help the mercury out, or will it naturally come out?
Well, EDTA is a chemical.
Hmm.
It's magnetic metals to try to pull out other toxic metals like mercury and lead out of the body. And now the body works well with fats. Unless you have fats to bind with poisons after they've been released, they will just restore in the body, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done experiments with EDTA, and you ask
any
practitioner who uses EDTA or any of those substances, liquid silver, mm-hmm. any of those substances, they cause toxicity. I've checked the urine and the feces for up to 3 days. They say 72 to 76% is evacuated within that time. That's only in the pig tests. Pigs are healthier than we are. They haven't been subjected to cooked foods for thousands and thousands of years as we have. So when you look at the human, you ask them for human tests that have been done, they will point to none because they've been done. None have been done. But when I've taken the feces and urine and checked them, only 12 to 24% is removed. That means you've added another EDTA chemical solution to your body.
Hmm.
That's not healthy.
No. So raw fats is what gets them out?
Raw fats is what your body's cleansing system is the lymphatic system. The lymph is mainly based in fats. Fats to break down toxins, fats to arrest them and chelate with them. Even the white blood cells of the body, which protect the red blood cells, are mainly fat, like 60 to 80% fat. That's why they're white blood cells, because they're mainly fatty cells. So fats are very helpful. Also, in my books, I explain other things that you can use to help detoxify immune system toxicity, and also clay, a good non-volcanically derived clay.
Non-volcanic, like the Terramin?
Yeah, like Terramin clay, which comes from an old thermal aqua bed. Any of your molten metal clays, just remember that when you've got molten metal, all of the calcium, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium has been cooked away and evaporated at volcanic temperatures. So all you have left is molten metals. That's not something to take. That's just adding more to the problem.
And that's in the volcanic clays.
Correct.
I see. Here's an email from, let's see, it is Rebecca. She says, are there bad bacteria versus good bacteria? And why is Terramin clay recommended when it's said to be antibacterial?
Well, there are, as far as I'm concerned, there are no natural bacteria that are pathogenic. there are bacteria that have been produced by the military, mm-hmm. by General Electric, by, you know, Dow Chemical, Monsanto, in their projects for the military to create biological warfare, but nothing natural.
Like the lime spirochete is a man-made.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So that's why...
AIDS is a man-made.
Mm-hmm.
It was made at UCLA in 1961 and 62.
And that got...
used by the military.
And that got into... How did they introduce that into the gay population?
What they did was they targeted, they always target a certain group.
Yeah.
Now in the 50s, it was mainly the black race, the black community. I remember one report I saw that they aerial bombed, like chemtrails, 1 million Louisianians that were mainly of a black population to experiment with the biological warfare. That is the way they targeted it. With the HIV, it had to be injected. So they found a group which they didn't like, which was the homosexual groups, and they targeted Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, mm-hmm. and New York City as the primary zones, as they call them, for a gay activity. So what they did was they found that predominantly 90% of the people getting hepatitis in those four cities were homosexuals because of the high rate of drug use damaging the liver. So they put it in the hepatitis B vaccine in those cities. So that's why 90% of the people who got the HIV were homosexuals and 10% were heterosexual.
And that's why it's so difficult to clear the HIV, because it's a genetically engineered one?
No. I wouldn't say it's necessarily genetically engineered. It carries so many chemical byproducts mm-hmm. that keep it stored in the body. If it were a biological one, our bodies would be throwing it off pretty fast. But they link it with chemicals to hold it in the body because those chemicals will store in the body. Now, they did it to the Africans by putting it in the smallpox vaccine. And the U.S. government and the British government gave 125 million vaccines. Now, there's no way that our government is going to give away vaccines. And the British government give away vaccines unless there isn't something in it for them. And, of course, they took over 27 countries and created 27 governments in Africa with that AIDS plight that they used to take over their system. It's like the, what is that book? I forgot the fellow's name. Confessions of a financial hitman.
Oh yes, we've had him on the show. Confessions of a economic terrorist or something like that.
Yes, something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he talks about causing countries to go bankrupt, and then we take over their financial system. Well, AIDS was a part of that.
In general, chemicals that we ingest through the air or plastics, where does it store Agnes von der Planitz, in the fat, and how do we get it out of there?
Well, mainly it stores in the fat first, either in the bone marrow or in the brain, if there isn't fatty tissue throughout the body. So like I say in my books, and I say with people who are diseased, it's better you get fat, because your body will arrest the poisons with fat. if your body's constantly cycling poisons without fat, they're going to be entering your cells and damaging the RNA and the DNA and the whole structure of your cells and creating disease and making you weak, causing chronic fatigue, causing headaches, body aches all over the body.
Here's an email. A lady wants to know, what is your thoughts on wheatgrass juice and also unrefined salts? Salt. Not sure what she means by unrefined salt, but maybe you know.
Well, salt, when you take it from the ocean, you take ocean water and you let it settle, and then the salts will... when the water evaporates, you have salt. And some will cook them and heat them and wash them and bleach them to clean them so they look pretty. But all salt that's taken from the ocean and dehydrated like that in its natural form either looks discolored with a grayish or brownish look to it. So that's what salt looks like naturally. Salt in any form is dangerous. Salt is the most volatile explosive we have on the planet. And I'm talking about concentrated, isolated sodium. All minerals are called salts. When you have sea salt, you have a combination of a lot of other minerals. However, sodium predominates it. Sea animals have developed and are conditioned to handle it, and it isn't a problem. But sodium to land animals is very toxic. It's something that wasn't used for thousands and thousands of years. Until, let's say, Egypt. They used it in Egypt. They used it in India thousands of years ago. But in basically in life, salt was not available. The king and queen of England made it very available in about 1100 with one of their companies. They outlawed even the Indian government where they produced or they dehydrated most of the salt and made most of their salt mines or in India. And it was illegal for Indians to take their own salt and make their own salt from the ocean. And that's what... in 1947, what Gandhi did to change the laws and get rid of their form of apartheid was to allow the Indian people to make their own salt. But anyway, back to the subject, salt is a dangerous compound. It's an explosive. When the body isolates sodium because of its concentration in salts, it causes explosions all over the body. If you were to take, let's say, kill a fresh animal like a frog or a chicken or any animal, and you put it on their tissue, skin tissue, even though the animal is dead, those muscles will spasm for hours.
Wow.
In non-cooked meat. The muscles will spasm for hours.
So all this use of these sea salts, whether it be sole or dried, or you're suggesting it's other than the best for us?
I'm saying it's the worst thing next to cooking.
It's amazing. Everybody and their brother and sister uses sea salt.
Because if you don't use salt, your food won't taste good because everything's overly processed and cooked. Take, for example, when you cook anything. All of the natural sweet flavor is gone. It tastes bland. All processed food is bland. You have to add sugar. You have to add spices. You have to add salt. You have to add something to make it taste good.
What if somebody were eating salt regularly, sea salt, and they stopped? What do you think that they would experience?
Well, they probably would have headaches for a couple of weeks. Maybe a month, because of the salts that would leave the fat in the brain and start detoxing. They would take them probably 10 to 20 days to get their taste buds back.
That's why you recommend.
Now when people, you know, been on raw foods for a while, they go eat something salt and they can't stand it. It's offensive. It even burns the mouth and the tongue.
I've often heard that wars were fought over salt and that the word salary came from the word salt.
Well, that's your King and Queen of England fought quite a few wars over it. Outlawing, you know, salt collection in India and over salt trade.
Let's take a quick break. Agnes von der Planitz, he's always fun to talk to, and he is in Thailand, and it's a few minutes after 10 o'clock. Patrick Timpone on OneRadioNetwork.com, 888-663-6386. We're going to be talking about a gentleman who says that the big problem with our world is there's just too many people. And also tomorrow, America on the Brink, all by Frosty Wooldridge. That's tomorrow at 9 o'clock on OneRadioNetwork.com.
If you're an investor, you may be considering the future value of paper money. So as an investor, what do you believe? Will your paper dollar buy more in the future? Or do you believe, like most, that it will potentially buy dramatically less? If so, how does one go about protecting the buying power of their wealth? USGoldCoins.com, a premier gold and silver coin company, is providing wealth protection for investors in the form of gold and silver United States coins. Please call us at 1-800-878-2646 for free information on how you, too, can learn to acquire gold and silver United States coins. It is the best way to protect your wealth in the current economic environment. 1-800-878-2646, usgoldcoins.com.